What, you just grew into him?
I just grew into him.
Your face finally got big enough.
And round enough.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right. Welcome to the show. Real quick, how to get to us. All right. It's bpscrasher@gmail.com. We got a message from a Stacy. Stacy, thanks for listening. And she basically just asked how to follow on Apple Podcasts. That's one of the frustrating things for me, because if you're following on Spotify, it says it right there. Follow, following. Boom. Boom, you hit it. With Apple Podcast, up in the right corner, if you're looking at the screen on your phone, there's a check mark. Okay, so check that thing right there. And what'll happen is that you'll be following us. That's how you follow. So every time a podcast comes out, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, it will just land right on your phone, and you won't ever have to look for it, and you won't have to think about it. That way, whenever you want to listen to it, whether it's in your car on the way to work, back from work, or, you know, later on and working out, whatever the case is, you can have it right there. So, yeah, Stacy, thanks for the message. And that's how you do it. That check mark on Apple Podcasts. If you have an Apple phone, you have to, you'll have that podcast right there already on your phone. So, all right.
I know. Before we started recording, I was trying to fix my hair. I have curly hair. I know that we've spent a couple different times on our show talking about, but it really is, as a woman, hair is really important.
It is. Well, and yeah, there are women that don't have hair. It'd be nice.
No, I'm just saying for the most part, women, like, I think if you were to pull a lot of the ladies, especially like the lady listeners, hair takes up quite a chunk of our, I'm getting ready, babe.
Yeah,
that's like a lot of it is doing hair. So I have curly hair, and we were getting ready to record, and it's still a bit of a learning curve for me that, you know, we are on Herd at One YouTube, so people can actually watch. And I always have that panic moment where I'm like, oh, right. I gotta take my hair out of the scrunchie and brush my hair. Well, I have curly hair, so when you brush it, it goes frizzy. So I was joking with these guys that I needed to fix my wig. And he's like, that's a terrible wig. And I was like, I would hope that you know that if I got a wig, it would be better than this one. Like, I would get a more cooperative wig.
Yeah. Well, wigs. You don't really see. I love wigs. Are you kidding me? I got wigs. I got wigs galore. I never wear them, but maybe I will. There's got to be a National Wig Day that I can show off. But wigs are a funny thing, because if you go to a costume place or whatever, those wigs aren't, sadly enough, people really have hair that feel like that. They feel like plastic.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't like it. You can't comb it. You can't brush it. All the things I want to do when I put on a wig.
You're like, those are the only reasons why I want hair. You're like, I want to brush it. I want to comb it. I want to pet it. And if it doesn't feel real, well, that's why you've got to get that real hair.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to get real hair. Real hair.
It's not cheap.
No, it's not. I've looked, and I'm not a freak, by the way. I don't know what my deal is with wigs.
Yeah, you are.
All right. I'm a little bit of a freak.
A little bit of freak.
Now, do they make wigs out of baby hair?
No.
They should.
Well, babies don't really have enough hair.
There are some babies that come out with a whole head of hair.
Yeah, those babies are rare.
And they get haircuts. I mean, I'm not talking about right out of the womb. That'd be gross. I'm talking about after it grows a little bit. You know, baby hair.
That come straight out of the oven, and they've got a head of hair, just an absolute mop of hair. And I've known, I mean, in the case of myself, both of my children were absolute cue balls. Like, bald, and forever. Like, it got to the point where I was like, are they going to have hair? Will there be a hair moment?
Okay.
I waited so long, because I'm used to Kavanaugh babies.
Mm-hmm.
Kavanaugh babies are born with hair, usually a good head of hair, usually a good head of red hair. And so what I didn't realize is that my husband's side of the family, they don't get hair right away. His whole thing is that we don't get hair right away, but when we get it, we keep it for forever. And they do. They have like a beaver pelt full of hair.
Okay.
But the kids were bald. He tells a story about being a kid and his mom jokingly put a wig on his head. and like up it took him up to visit the family in Chicago.
Yeah.
Just so that he would have hair. That's a joke. Like gave him like a red wig. So everybody thought he had hair.
Oh, a red wig, even.
His mom had red hair.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. In other words, you're saying there are no wigs made of baby hair.
No, I don't think so. But, you know, hey, there's something out there for everyone.
I agree. I 100% agree. But your wig looks nice.
Thank you. Really.
we can call it a helmet.
Really wrestled with it today.
Yeah.
This wig really gave me a workout. I think it would be fun to wear wigs, to have blonde hair one day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, long hair. I mean, you look at a lot of these artists now and they're all living in wig extension land. Nobody has real hair anymore. Nobody of those people.
Not a single one of them has.
Not a single one of them.
Fair. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Welcome to wig talk.
Wig talk? Where are you on the wig?
Leave us a message. Where are you on the wig talk? You know what? We got a lot of, what would you call it? A lot of reaction from that, from Monday's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
From your facial expression. when I was describing my underwear situation.
God, it's terrifying.
Gracie, can you hit V1 for me? So people watch this, and if you're not...
Beat up underwear.
Watch her face.
She bought these for me. But so I've just kind of been, they've just been sitting in the back of the drawer.
Uh-huh.
There's like 10 of them, you know? I have like 5 or 6 of the other ones that are beat up. It's just a constant rotation. And so when I run out, I got to sometimes grab the ones in the back that are, you know, still probably have a tag on. I'm sure they've been washed once. And then, that's kind of one.
That's where I'm at right now, Molly.
All right, guys. That's good. Thank you, Gracie.
Fix your face, Molly. I feel like I'm one of those memes right now where they're like, because I'm a Virgo, you're a Virgo, but I'm a September Virgo. And there's always these memes where it's like a Virgo thinking that they're not saying anything. And then like what their face looks like. And it's always like David Rose from Schitt's Creek. And it's just all of these like reaction shots of like, I kept my mouth shut, but I looked like.
That was the face. And yeah, people were responding going, oh my God, I can't stop watching Molly's the look on your face as I'm describing my beat up underwear.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. In my mind, I'm like, just agree. Apparently my face did not get the memo.
I don't think so. All right. So best news of the day. All right. It's pretty much everywhere. I think it's pretty cool, but I also have questions about it. We're talking about the dire wolf. There's a company that has, I don't want to say they cloned them, but I guess you could say they cloned them.
They genetically engineered.
Yeah. They're the first de-extinction company out there. They're called Colossal Biosciences. They're also working on the mammoth.
Yeah.
I believe they're the ones that came out with the mammoth mouse. You saw that, right? It's
the
like
mammoth
a mouse.
No, I did not.
It's a tiny little mouse that grew mammoth hair.
Gross. Talk about wigs. You're like, we got to get a bunch of those and groom those. Who needs baby hair when we can go ahead and get mammoth mouse hair?
Never thought of that.
Feel like silky? Is it silky and soft? Can you brush it? Pet it?
They're also doing the dodo. Which was like in the 17th century, that thing. It's a flightless bird.
Yeah.
It's
a dodo bird.
Yeah.
There's a reason.
It doesn't eat humans.
It's just
a bigger bird. It just has no wings. It's freakish.
I think you look at some things and you say, there's a reason they're extinct.
Yes.
And then you look at other things. No, you look at some things. Well, it's Darwinism. I mean, the idea of survival of the fittest. So, I mean, you look at dinosaurs. We wouldn't be around if dinosaurs were still rocking it.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have left room for us.
That'd be fun. No, that's not true, Molly, because there were cavemen back in the day that survived. I mean, they just spent all their life running.
Right.
Running. That's all they
did. Surviving isn't thriving. Surviving is like, oh my God, I'm so glad I made it to the cave in one piece. As opposed to, look at this gorgeous apartment. It's 800,000 square feet. And it's got 65 bathrooms. You don't have that if there's a T-Rex around.
No, you don't. All right. So this is the deal. I believe they have a pair of them. Right. So they're called the dire wolf. All right. If you've seen Game of Thrones, those giant, enormous wolves in that series.
Yes.
From back. So we're talking 13,000 years ago. They went extinct 13,000 years ago.
So right now, these dire wolves that they have are 3 to 6 months old.
Yes.
Guess how much they weigh?
How much?
80 pounds. 80 pounds, 3 to 6 months old. They say when they're full grown, they'll be 140 pounds.
Yeah.
140 pounds of wolf. This isn't 140 pounds of couch potato.
No,
this is 140 pounds of teeth and muscle and really, really hungry bellies.
They're about 3.5 feet tall. They could be as long, if not longer, than 6 feet.
Oh my God.
6 feet. All right. They're had thicker, more muscular legs, like you're saying, powerful shoulders, a wider head and snout with a larger jaw and teeth. What?
Teeth for days. Yeah.
That's the last thing I would, that's like a werewolf.
Yeah. It's huge.
By the way, they're not going to release these things out. They're not going to do that. I guess they're just going to keep them behind a cage, which is kind of sad.
Has Jurassic Park taught us nothing? Has Jeff Goldblum and his chaos theory not given us anything to kind of reference where it's finds a way?
So that's the big news right now. Did you see the videos of them meowing and howling? They're howling.
I know they're adorable, but that's because they're 3 months old. They're not going to be that little thing anymore. It reminds me of people who, you know, you hear about that sector of animal ownership where people get exotic pets.
Yeah.
And then they get like too big to cuddle. And then next thing you know, there's a tiger walking down the street because Jeremy decided that the tiger was not a manageable pet anymore. And you're like, Jeremy, where'd you even get a tiger? And he's like, don't worry about it.
That's how I ended up when I was in Florida, not in Florida, but I was in Vegas. And I thought the same thing. I'm like, there's got to be a rescue. There is. It's not a rescue that I actually found it. It's a
Tiger King.
It's weird. It's like a Humane Society for tigers. They even have a giraffe that paints, which is weird. But so these tigers are all tigers and lions. A lot of them are endangered, so they're trying to keep them. But you can go. They just don't advertise it well. And the only thing I can guess is that, I mean, they're not behind cages. They're behind like your normal fence.
Okay.
The chain link fence.
Yeah, like a wildlife preserve.
Yeah, and there's signs everywhere that says stay away. Don't get too close to the fence when they turn around. Because when they spray, they can spray 6 feet.
Ew. Sick. You'll never get that smell off. You're like,
never.
Gross.
Anyway.
Somebody's got to sit in the van with you on the ride back to Vegas. You're like, sorry, guys. You're like, you're sitting outside.
Oh, God. Yeah. Anyway, I found that place. And I tell everybody to go there. There's so much more to do there in Vegas. But
than gamble.
Yeah. Than gamble.
You found that one thing.
Yes.
You're like, yeah, that counts.
Thank you for your chick pick on Monday. You picked Florida over Houston. It almost did not happen. I did put money on it like I said I would. And hopefully other people listening did as well. So
I got so much grief from my husband.
Why was he going for something else? What was he doing?
He was like, I can't believe it. I thought for sure, because he listened to the podcast and found out that I was pulling for the Gators. And he's like, you are always a cat person. I can't believe you didn't go for the Cougars. And I was like, I know, but I switched things up. I liked the fact that they were a Gator couple, Mr. and Mrs. Gator. We have your table right over this way. I just thought it was adorable. And look, it paid off. And he was giving me so much grief because at one point the game was like 47-47. It was a
great
tight game. Yeah.
Down to the wire. It was a great game. So thanks for winning me a little extra cash. And that's 1-800-BETS-OFF. 1-800-BETS-OFF.
He actually sent me a text to congratulate me. He owned it.
Oh,
because I mean, seriously, he was teasing me all night long. He's like, really? You went for that? And he said, Florida won. You were right. Good call. I got to save that. I got to get that framed.
You should get that framed. Where's he texting you from? Is he not home?
No, he's downstairs. I'm upstairs.
Oh, okay. All right.
We've gotten to be that couple.
I see.
Where I'm like, you just tell me how it ends. It's too close and I'm tired. I'm going upstairs and reading my book. And he's like texting me. And he's like, so then he came up later and I woke up when he came up to the room. I was like, who won? And he's like, I sent you a text. And then I saw it this morning. Because I'm you that friend where if that. You text them after 9 o'clock, they'll respond to you at 5 o'clock in the morning.
1-800-BETS-OFF. Mega Millions, that thing kicked off Tuesday.
That's off.
You know what's sad is that it's all over the news that it's changing up. They're charging instead of, I think it's $2, wasn't it? Yeah, $2, I believe. It used to be $1 at one time. But now they moved it up to $5. And I'll be honest, I'm never going to buy another ticket. Another ticket. There's a happy medium. That's not a happy medium. That if you are buying Mega Million tickets for $5, and the odds of you winning anything, especially the jackpot, is still crazy. You got too much money in your hands.
Here's the thing. They had to roll this out. I mean, this is a plan that they've had in place for a while.
Yeah.
I think given the current economic environment, they are kicking themselves for bumping this up to $5, because we are not living in a world where people are being, you know, like frivolous with $5. $5 is $5 gets you half a carton of eggs.
God, don't even go there.
My point is,
I don't even go
these
there.
Guys had to make this happen way down the line retroactively. And so now they're all of a sudden having to live with this decision in a world where people are like, $5?
I know.
That's like a gallon of gas.
Yeah. That's pretty insane. But I guess we'll see what happens with that. Which brings me to White Lotus for some reason, the finale. What do you think? We didn't have a chance to talk about this yet. What did you think about it? What did you think of White Lotus?
I was happy that at least one of my predictions turned out to be like and that was the fact that Gary was that guy's dad.
Okay, that was Gary
was that guy's kid.
Okay. Yeah, because that's what Wylene was saying is they casted good because they look like each other.
They do.
Yeah, they really do.
And so there was definitely that. And so in my mind, I thought that Gary was going to be the body. I never thought that it would be both. It wasn't until I was watching the final episode that I was like, oh, man, it's going to be Chelsea and him. Like, I was like, oh, man, I really liked her. But I was like, the minute she said that, you know, we're going to die together, I'm like, ugh,
don't manifest
that stuff.
I like her. I like her character. I love her she's just adorable. She's different. I have an interview with her. Can you go ahead and play that for me? It's V2. Her name is Amy Lou Wood. She's the bad tooth girl.
I mean, I can't believe the impact my teeth are having. Because the Americans can't believe, but they're all being lovely.
Yeah.
It's pretty much like, I mean, I've seen all these videos just come up on my Instagram of like these orthodontists analyzing my teeth and going, so what she has here is a whatever the hell it is. I don't know what the hell it is. And they like dissect my teeth and tell and say what's wrong with it. But then at the end go, but we don't think she should change a thing.
Oh,
no. And it's like, oh, my God, it feels so lovely after a real full circle moment after being bullied for my teeth forever. And now people are clapping in an audience because I've got big dashes.
Now people are going to go to sort of dentists and say, I want teeth like that.
Yeah.
Yes. Can you give them to me?
I'd hope that people don't start, like, filing their teeth so they have gaps.
Has anyone ever thought that you were wearing false teeth on the side?
100%. 100%. People have been like, is that real?
Did you ever study Chaucer when you were... made to study it. No. The wife of Bath is one of the pilgrims in Canterbury Tales, and she has a gap tooth. And it was considered a sign of, shall we say, sexual heat to have a gap tooth. Yeah.
Well, I've got several gaps.
Hey!
So...
My goodness.
Yeah.
They don't teach that in dental school.
Those teeth are something else. I don't know what it is. About it. It's just like a little cute chipmunk, you know.
Yeah, she's got an adorable smile. But I mean, I think because we are, you know, we live in a society that spends so much money getting your teeth not to look like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have braces growing up?
No, I'd never had braces, but I did have buck. I had big buck teeth. I had teeth, big teeth.
What, you just grew into them?
I just grew into them.
Your face finally got big enough
and round enough.
Yeah. You're like, my face finally fit my teeth.
Really, I did. My teeth were always big. I was always hitting things with them. like
what?
Like
don't me make underwear face.
I would bend over, and one time I hit the corner of a dresser on it. Yeah, do stuff like that. I don't know.
Did you lose any teeth that way?
No, I just cracked it in half. Yeah, so
was
that's
it a
fun.
Baby tooth, or is that
no,
a real?
It's that real tooth right here.
So you got a fake one.
Uh-huh. I think about it all the time. Yeah. I got a whole lot of weird things in my mouth, don't I?
Yeah, you got the party in your mouth. You got a gap tooth. You are crazy sexy. She
yes,
is, right?
I am. No, I never wore braces. No, you? You didn't?
No.
Okay. All right. No braces is
nope,
a good thing.
No braces. I was surprised because, but I just have, straight teeth. Which I'm lucky. I mean, a lot of people spend a lot of money. And you know what I'm noticing? A lot more of my adult friends, ever since Invisalign came into being, are more and more doing it. You know, you end up talking to someone and you realize, because it's clear that that they have been getting their teeth straightened. I've had a couple different friends where it's like you're out and they have to pop it out.
Is there an age where you can't fix them?
No,
like that.
That's the thing, is that like with Invisalign, it's a completely new ball game. You can absolutely have this stuff and it doesn't, unless you're like looking at someone and you realize that they have a plastic guard in their mouth, you don't know. But I mean, if you go out to dinner with those people, they got to pop them out. It's almost like talking to a hockey player. They're like,
oh, wait, so they're mouthpieces then.
Yeah, they're clear. It's okay, Invisalign. It's clear and it completely corrects. So like, let's say people who had braces when they were teenagers, your mouth is always moving. It's migrating, you know, and so their teeth migrate back. That's why you have to wear a retainer at night after you get your braces off, you know, because otherwise your teeth are going to move back to where they were all messed up. So adults now have found a way to recapture those straight teeth that they had in their awkward teen years without any of the hangups of being an awkward teen.
Okay. All right. In Thailand,
it's expensive.
Anything involving teeth is expensive in Thailand. All right. So, Gracie, you're gonna have to place for me. There's a restaurant that offers skinny discounts. So check this out. It's V3. Gracie, please, thank you.
I don't think your boobs are going to get through there. Yeah, okay, you said what everyone, the whole restaurant's thinking. No, I went for the...
You did not go through 10.
She can't get through there. One boob at a time. 15, tell...
Yeah, it's crazy. So we have these polls at 15, I guess 20% off, 15, 10, and full amount is where I would walk through. Because there's no way I could fit in between any of those polls.
Oh my God, my kids would eat for free.
Yeah, they would.
I mean,
play
that
one
would
more
be...
time, Gracie. Play that one more time for us, real quick.
I don't think your boobs are going to get through there.
5%, 10%, 15%, and then 20%, and full price. Sorry. Which one could you fit in between? You think 5%, maybe? Sorry, I should not ask that question.
You shouldn't have answered it. You can ask it, but you shouldn't answer it for me. Full price. You're thinking maybe full price. Do you think there's another one where it's you've got to pay for somebody else?
Yeah.
You're so fat, you need to pay for everybody. Yeah. That'll teach you, Molly. Yeah. Fat shame me.
No,
tell me
not
I'm the
5%. You.
Yes, you did 5% window.
No,
I don't know.
No.
I was eyeballing 10%. I thought I could fit through 10.
Well, that girl had a problem, and her breasts were the biggest problem.
No, her shirt tied around her waist. Get that off first. Well, the knot knocking up against the breasts can, unless they're like really fake, you can press. You can compress. The head would be the hardest part.
Okay.
That would be, because I mean, there's no give on your head. No, like your face, even if your body could make it through, your face couldn't make it through 5%.
I couldn't make it through. I have a giant head.
Yeah.
Of a giant. Oh, you are saying that to me.
I'm saying you couldn't make it through 5%.
Okay. Well, of course not.
Yeah, but I was trying to be kind, as opposed to earlier when you were like, I don't know, 5%. I'm like, I was eyeballing that. Gracie, please fire that up again. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at 5% versus 10%.
And then when it's out, freeze it.
Okay, you said
all right, let's see. Little further. There we go. All right, freeze it right there. All right, see, 20%.
I could not fit through 20 or 15.
Gracie, you could do 20%. I think Gracie could do 20%.
Keep showing. Yep. Who's next? Well, let's see. She's one end, and that's 20%. And then you're the full price. Sorry. So here we go. Here we are stuck in the middle with deciding where I go. And keep in mind, you do have to see me in person at some point, and you will have to sit across from my husband.
But 15%. Well, Peter would agree. I'm not being
Peter
mean.
Doesn't even know. Peter has no idea. Peter would never step on the third rail of this. He would be like, baby, you're 20% all day long.
Okay. All right. Well, I would say, I was being honest.
That doesn't make it right.
10%. If you are listening to this, you need to go onto the Herd at One YouTube and watch this. So you can see what we're talking about and how I
from put this my, angle, my mouth.
Yeah.
Is it, from this angle, I would say that I'm either, I think I could do 10%.
Oh, okay.
I've worked really hard. Damn it. Look at you.
Hit it. Let's go, hit it again.
Go fat? What?
I didn't mean that. All right, see. All right. Yeah, see, her head can't even get through that 20%.
That's the big thing.
That'd be the big thing, yeah. Anyway.
I mean, her body probably could, but yeah, head would be difficult. Well, that's okay. I'll just go ahead and starve myself until the next time we see each other so you can believe that I'm 5%. My God. Mom, why aren't you eating anymore? Oh, I got fat shamed at work today. Yep. First they made fun of my face. And how I looked while he was talking about his kanky underwear. And then he decided to go ahead and show me that I'd have to pay full price at a Thai restaurant. Mom's going to go throw herself off a bridge now.
No, don't do the bridge.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
I'm dead. I'm not. There's no point living. Party doesn't think I'm attractive.
Don't do the bridge. All right. I wanted to talk about this real quick. Apparently, I inspired somebody to
throw themselves off a bridge.
Go get some food at one of those wholesale places, like Sam's Club, because I had mentioned, before that I was cutting costs a little bit. So I'd eat lunch at at a Sam's Club for a week for like $10 for the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, he sent me a picture of a Costco hot dog. I've never eaten at Costco. Never have eaten at Costco. It's like a foot long. You are a Costco person.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a Costco queen.
Okay, you're a Costco queen.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like a foot long hot dog. It's good. The Sam's Club is smaller. It's not a foot long, but it's super round. It's thick. Like a hot dog can be.
You would soft serve the other day and now describing a hot dog, big and thick.
That's just night and day different. Now I need to, go to Costco and try that out.
You got to up your warehouse game. I'm telling you, man, Costco is pretty nice.
Yeah.
I've never been to Sam's Club, and I'm not running down Sam's Club. They've got their deals, but Costco, when you're watching the TikTok reels, they're not hanging out at Sam's Club. They're hanging out at Costco. When Oprah's talking about some of her favorite things, those things are being sold at Costco.
That's Costco. What other things in your memory, do they have on the menu at Costco?
They have this thing. It's called a chicken bake, and I've never seen anyone get it. And I don't know why it's on but they have a picture of it. It looks interesting/disgusting.
Okay.
I've never seen anybody get it. They also have pizza, which is like a huge one.
Do. Yeah.
They've got this soft serve that is ridiculous. And they've got like this acai type of thing. They've got it all streamlined now where there's kiosks and you go up to the kiosk, like a touchpad, and you put in, it's almost like when you go to movie theaters now and you don't actually go up to the movie theater counter to buy your tickets. You go up to a computer screen.
Oh, it's like a touch screen thing. Okay, all right. That's the new thing. A lot of fast food joints are doing that. Okay.
So then you step up when they like call your order. You get your cup for soda. And then, you know, you eat your pizza or your hot dog. But I think it's like $1.50 for like a drink and a hot dog.
It's the same thing for the most part at Sam's Club too. But see, Sam's Club has, I mean, their thing is, you know, the hot dog and the pizza, right? Uh-huh. Which is all good and super cheap. I mean, I'm not knocking it at all. But they have like a pretzel. And I never understood pretzels. I'm not a pretzel dude. But they have a pizza pretzel. Oh. So basically they dump a bunch of pizza stuff all over it and all over the thing and give it to you.
That sounds messy.
So that must be their chicken bake thing. And I need a membership to eat there because Sam's Club, I just walk right through. No one looks at anything.
Oh, no. Costco has been locking it down. I can't even walk into the warehouse without scanning my card now. It used to be just you flashed your card and you got to keep going.
Yeah. But
they're cracking down now because people were card sharing. And so now you have to scan to get in and it'll actually show the person like your face so they can tell if you're not you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So it's not even like that I could be like, hey, party, here's my card. And you're like, sweet. And they're like, whoa, here's a guy who has to pay full price because he's got to go through that one stall in Thailand. And there's a woman who gets 10% off of her bill.
There you go.
Because
so
she's
I have to ask my
slightly thinner.
My brother-in-law, Manuel, to take me there, then I guess for lunch.
I don't think he can even take you. I don't think you can have guests.
You can't even have guests?
Listen, it's like a real membership club. Like, you're not a member. Sorry, you don't get to go. Look at you. You are so hurt right now. You hate being told no. So you hate being told no. You're like, wait a minute. There's a place that sells hot dogs and they won't sell them to me?
Now, why would they not let me go in there?
Each store is kind of like got its own security. I haven't been to the Omaha one since the new, but like I know that the one that I go to in Chicago, I have to scan. And even if I wanted to go over to the restaurant side of things, they would make me, they make you go back through the scan portal to go around to the restaurant because some guy asked. He was like, hey, I'm just here to go get lunch. She's like, you got to scan it.
Okay.
It is the restaurant area.
Okay.
It's not the front store, but like you have to go through that. You still have to scan. You can't just walk through like you used to.
Okay. And so he couldn't take me there with him, even if I was just walking around with him.
If you were his guest.
Yeah. I'm just walking around. I'm like hanging out with him. We're like,
maybe
I'm
sure in Omaha that could be nice. He's got to pay for it. But yeah, like I'm sure. Look at you trying to find an end around. Just join Costco. Come to the dark side.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, it's the cool side. Costco's cool.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I had a membership there. But like I said, I've never eaten there. I'm mainly a Sam's guy every other
right
day.
Sam's is right by your house. Uh-huh. I mean, you can throw a – I mean, if you could.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can, but like
– I can try for
sure. You could try. Ugh.
Yeah.
The exertion. All right.
Well, that's that.
Ask Manuel. I mean, see if you can get in there on account of the fact that, like, maybe you can just be a guest. Maybe they could get you a guest pass, but I think he's got to pay for everything. Listen, I don't work for Costco Corporate. I just know that I don't want you to be able to come in.
Okay. So there's the truth.
I want you to have to stay at your warehouse. I don't try to go into your warehouse. Don't try to come into mine. You have Sam's
there
Club, and that's the choice that you made.
That's mine. All right, people, you can reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com. You can leave us a phone number at 402-915-0962. If you have any input or anything or any, you know, you want to ask us any questions like Stacy did early on how to follow. There's a lot of people that are learning podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So I know if you're listening right now, you already know podcast. But I do run into people that are trying to figure it out because it's just new to them. But once you figure it out, you'll enjoy 100% the podcast for sure. And we're also
and
on the
Herd
Herd at One Network YouTube channel. So if you're a viewer and want to watch and see Molly's hair, whatever the case is, then that's how you get to us. Okay. That's pretty simple. But
you want to make sure you're following. You just want to make sure, yes. Like if you are on Spotify and you are on Apple Podcasts, that you hit that follow button, because that'll make the difference between whether or not you get it, you know, automatically sent to you, mm-hmm. which is great. You don't have to think about it. You just, it's like waking up in the morning and it's already there waiting for you. So, you know, make sure that you follow so you don't miss a beat.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you guys on Friday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
A Huda Media Production.